Good morning, Donnie.
Good morning, Robert.
Welcome to Morning R&D, where we talk about...
stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Sure. We called it Morning R&D. We spent 8 minutes talking about that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. And if anybody has any complaints about that, then I'm sorry.
Well, now we need to come up with a tagline. That's not my hypothetical question for the week, but that is something we should squirrel away. Let's come back to that next week.
Yeah. Morning R&D. We talk about stuff.
TM. Do you want to go first or second this week?
Well, I went first last time. Do you have a good question for a first question?
I could try.
Okay, you can go first.
Who would win in a fight? A silverback gorilla or a grizzly bear?
A gorilla.
Why?
They're bigger.
And?
And they are ripped.
Okay, counterpoint.
Okay.
Grizzly bear is also... very big.
Yes.
And is also ripped.
Yeah, but I want to hug a grizzly bear. I don't want to hug a gorilla.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just saying, I know the answer. I know the answer to the question. It's not purely hypothetical. I know who would win in a fight.
Yeah, it's a gorilla.
Hypothetically. But I want to make a strong answer for grizzly bear. Grizzly bear got claws.
Yeah, but gorillas got tough, thick skin that's hard to penetrate.
I think the grizzly bear's fur would be very protective. Like grizzly bears are way tougher than gorillas. I would say that.
In terms of, okay, but here's the thing, because gorillas don't scratch, they like squeeze.
Sure.
They grab the grizzly bear. They wrap their big old gorilla arms around the grizzly bear, pull it into a literal bear hug, instead of hugging it, they crush their bones.
Mm. And then does a pizza suplex on it.
What?
You heard me.
A pizza suplex.
I just made that up. But imagine a gorilla suplexing a grizzly bear.
Okay, all I can imagine right now is a gorilla tossing pizza dough, which I do want to see. Where is my gorilla pizzeria? That's what I want.
All right. This can be arranged.
Pizzarilla.
Who would make... okay. Who makes better pizza? Grizzly bear or silverback gorilla?
It's still gorillas! Grizzly bears have claws, it cuts through the dough, and gorillas have hands.
Maybe they can work together. Grizzly bear could do the mise en place, and gorilla can make the assembly.
I ship it.
Do you want to do your question now?
Yeah. Wow, your question was very good, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Those are words I don't hear often.
Yeah, you deserve to hear it. You're a good person. My question is... and this is less of like a hypothetical question. It's more of like, hey, Robert, I want to like get to know you a little bit better.
Hey, let's have a little chat in the morning.
Let's have a little, it's a research of each other and development of our friendship.
Oh, that's the tagline.
Oh, there you go.
You just stumbled right into it.
There you go. So my question for you today, this week, is there a word that you have just entirely made up? Like, it's not a real word, it's not in the dictionary, but you use it in your day-to-day.
I have two.
You have two? All right, I want to hear these.
I have two.
And the stories behind them.
And the two. Okay, so to preface, they're not words, they're words, but the way I use them is different.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, so the first one is one, actually, I cannot take credit for, but is one that commonly gets used in the kitchen, and that is wang jangling. It's a verb, and it means to just kind of mix it up a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
So that's one.
What's the story behind that one?
So the story behind that one is it taken from a cooking show that I think is very funny, but it kind of just got brought into my own vocabulary in a kind of big way, because I spent about 5 summers in a row working in a kitchen at a summer camp.
Okay.
And there's a lot, you know, and when you're working in a kitchen that is like small but also is serving a lot of people, it's very like intimate, because it's like you and two other people trying to make food for 100 people, right?
For like 8 hours a day.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, just to you do a lot of talking, and this just kind of became the verb where it's like, "Hey Blake, can you go wang jangle the beef real quick?" And it's just like, it's just ease of information about, hey, can you go mix it up? You know?
Just like do the thing that has to happen to that thing.
You know, it's kind of just like verb. Hey, can you go verb the beef?
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of fits in.
I'll
whatever needs
it
to be done to the beef, whatever verb you need, it Wang Jangle is that.
Yeah. Right?
So okay. There you go.
I hate it, but I can be okay with it.
And the extension of it is it can be a noun as well when tools are brought into it. Can you pass me that Wang Jangler? Anyway, so you're making a face, and I understand why. However, you're wrong.
It's like, okay, it's like saying thing instead yeah. of noun. You just say Wang Jangle instead of verb.
Exactly.
I don't like
it. I have another one that is also from the same summer camp.
Okay.
And that is crunch time to mean pooping.
Because, like, you crunch your body?
So this one is a long walk. This one is based on a misunderstanding that I thought was so funny that it just kept going forever. At this summer camp, when I was a camper, so when I was a child of 16 years of age, my cabin leader would often say, all right, I got to go off to crunch time. See you guys later, right? And so in my head, I was like, that's a weird way to say you're going to go poop, but I'm kind of down and I like that turn of phrase, so I'm going to start using it. And so for a couple years following, I just kind of adopted that. I thought it was a fun turn of phrase.
Yeah.
Skip ahead a few years.
Turns out
this was a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Really?
Because when I started working there, I found out that crunch time is the staff meeting that happens after lunch. That's what the staff call that meeting. It's literally on, you know, they have private schedules. On their schedule, it's written
crunch time. Yeah.
And that means go up to, like, the staff area and have a quick meeting and before, like, after lunch, right?
Yeah.
So what my cabin leader was saying was, I'm going to go off to this meeting, and I just misinterpreted it as, I'm going to go poop. And I thought that was really funny. And so now I just keep it because I think it's great. It's like, yeah. Hey, it's crunch time. I got to go crunch, you know, all that yeah. kind of verbs.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's my story.
All right.
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad I feel like I had a good answer to this weird question.
That's good. I figured you probably would have because you're weird like I am. So.
All right. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
All right. All right. So my word does not exist in the English language anywhere. I mean, to be fair, your first one also doesn't exist, but it was, like, from a thing.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
So, you're from Alberta, correct?
I'm from Berta.
So, when you are taking a class in school, and it's the class all about, like, history and...
Social studies.
Okay, but if you were to shorten that, what do you call it?
SS. Sometimes it got called, what was the other word for it?
Social?
Yeah, just social. Yeah, social.
Okay, so I'm from British Columbia.
Okay.
And when I was growing up, we called it socials. Like,
oh, plural.
Social studies, plural. So socials is also plural.
Okay, so kind of like math and maths.
Very similar. I hate that you said that, but I guess you're right. I'm the British of the group.
British Columbia.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I'll stop interrupting. Go on.
So anyways, at some point when I was a kid, we had a friend who was from Alberta, and they were visiting, and they were talking about class, and we were talking about socials, blah, blah, blah. And this person was like, oh, that's so weird, because where I'm from, we say it without the S. And I just looked at them, and I was like, you O-shals? Say O-shal? And so for a while, O-shal became a word that I used all the time. And it just meant like, oh, that thing is really cool, blah, blah, blah. Cut to, I'm now in high school and I have started saying totes before everything, unironically. And I do hate that part of myself that used to say that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Me and my best friend went to Comic-Con and we got some stuff signed by Christian Potenza. He's the voice actor for Jude from 16. And we're talking about how all of this stuff was totes O-shal. And he was just like, yeah, dude, Toshal. So now I just say Toshal when something is really cool and good.
That's rad. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Right? It's the best.
Toshal. Man, remember 16?
Oh, dude, yeah. It was one of my favorite shows growing up.
Yeah. That show rules.
So when I was a kid, I was told that I wasn't allowed to watch 16 because I wasn't 16 yet. So, and then once I turned 16, the show wasn't on air anymore. But I did manage to catch a few episodes before I turned 16.
Who told you you couldn't watch it?
My parents had very strict rules about what I could and could not watch.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's
a We'll talk about that next week.
Do you know that show is about West Edmonton Mall?
That makes sense.
It takes place in West Edmonton Mall.
Oh, dude, that's great. I love that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'll miss you.
Yeah, I'll miss you too. Goodbye.
All right, bye.